Residents of southern Ukraine expect more flooding as authorities warn a Dnieper River dam breach would continue to unleash pent-up waters from a giant reservoir upstream. Some Kherson residents are evacuated by boats while others slosh through knee-deep waters in their inundated homes. Mikhaily Smitsky, a volunteer rescue worker, is helping carry people to safety. He says, "I've been coming to Kherson for a whole year. I want to do something useful for my country, for our people. There are exits." One vulnerable citizen, Svitlana, could not get to her apartment to pick up documents. Water levels reached almost to the second floor of the house. She tells the AP she can't sleep or eat as she can't get into her home. Officials in the Kherson region say the intensity of flooding is easing, but the water level is still expected to gradually rise following Tuesday's dramatic rupture of the Kakhovka Dam. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.